This is the third audio for River of Life Teacher Leader Instruction. Please make sure that you have the River of Life Leader scripts in PDF, either showing on screen on your computer or printed out in paper. It's 41 pages. The first script page is just a list of all the confluences. There are 40 confluences in this River of Life program. That is, these are the places on our journey back through time as humans. Each place in which our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents that we meet happen to be shared by another set of creatures, a different set of species. There are only 40 confluences to move back through the entire journey to the 3.8 billion years ago origin of life. So the first page is just a list of all of the 40 confluences. You'll also find there the dates, and you will find what the creatures are, and you'll see which of them have songs that culminate them. Now, this list is primarily useful. You might want to just keep it alongside you as you're going through the program, as actually working through the digital slide program. But the main reason I include it in there is that if you're having to do this in anything less than 4 to 6 hours, in order to do the entire 40 confluences, with all of the scripts done as volunteer readings, and with all of the teacher instructions and anything else that you think is useful for having class participation and making it more interesting for everyone, you're going to need no less than 4 or 6 hours. It's going to take that long, so you'll need to do it multi-day or multi-week. But if you do need to abbreviate it, I myself have never been given more than 90 minutes to do this program. Because I'm not a teacher, per se. I've been an evolutionary evangelist going into schools and churches around the country, and I've only had one day, one class session for doing it. So the shortest time I ever had was 30 minutes for adults, just an audience of adults, and the longest time was, I think, about an hour and a half for a set of kids on a Saturday. Generally, though, I have about 40 to 45 minutes in a Sunday morning religious education program, and it is possible to do. But what I do in that case is I go through this abbreviated list, and I make a determination that I'm going to try to make it through only as far as the reptiles, or only as far as the monotremes. That's a couple slides up, or a slide up above the reptiles. I'll just have this idea that I'm only going to go back so far. And then after that, we just stop. You can end the program anywhere. Just make sure you end it with the song that follows the monotremes, or the song that follows the reptiles. Or if you even don't get that far, just make sure you end on a song somewhere and it feels like it's coming to an end. Now, if you have some very science-interested kids in the classroom where you've had to end at monotremes or reptiles, or some gifted kids, they may come up to you afterwards and just ask. They say, can we see the rest of the program? And you may have an opportunity to just click through the slides. You don't have to have the scripts. Just quickly click through the slides, have them see the pictures, just interact with them, skip over the songs, make it through. Their parents might wander in if it's a religious education class. I've once actually done it on the wall on screen for about 4 kids that wanted to linger, plus their parents when they came in, and took 15 minutes to do it, and it was great. But anyway, that's the reason for having this list. It's a great way to abbreviate things. The other use of this page one list of the confluences is that when you're making an abbreviated slideshow, you may want to notate on these lists which of the confluences you're going to want to ask for volunteers to read scripts, and which you want to move through faster, which confluences you want to move through faster to save time, simply by asking the key questions yourself. Again, it's a guessing game to try to guess the creature, sometimes giving them hints as to what the creature is or what a rhyming word would be with the creature. But you're just trying to move through it yourself as the teacher and then clicking through the slides. So in that case, you'll want to notate the list and circling or somehow making a note for every confluence that once you get the confluence, the first screen of it on screen, that you'll want to call for a volunteer. Now, take an overview of this River of Life Leader scripts. Just kind of scroll or page through as I'm talking here. It doesn't matter what page you're on, but just kind of take a look at it all. And what you'll notice on each of the scripts is that there are 3 colors of type: black, red, and blue. The blue only appears in your teacher leader's version. This is the annotated version, and there's really a couple uses for it. One is that wherever you see those rectangular blues, that means that when you see that in the script, when you come to that point in the script, you click the slide clicker. Now, it won't move to a new slide, but it will be building on a slide. Most slides take about 5 to 20 different clicks. Actually, not 20. Take usually from about 5 to about 10 different clicks to work through a single slide as it's building more and more components on screen for the children. So anything that's in blue is for you. Obviously, where it says teacher, these are notes for things that you might want to ask the kids about. Some of it is for trying to involve them in telling their personal stories. Sometimes it's a little additional information you might want to give them. The other two colors are the ones that are the only things that will appear in the participants' scripts. And so you'll be eventually downloading and printing out the participants' scripts. It'll be black, red, and then the illustrations. Just one illustration, just the illustration of the main creature, so that if the child is called up to let's say do a script reading of a lemur, if they've never seen a lemur before, there's a picture of it at the bottom so that they can see who they are and feel comfortable about that as they start reading. So when you're calling up for the volunteers, what you would explain to the first reader who volunteers, you would basically explain to the whole class that whenever they step forward, what they're going to see is a piece of paper with red and black on it. And all of the red is just to tell you who you are, give you some background, so that when you silently read it to yourself, you're gaining some information or you're learning what you're supposed to do next after you've asked a question. The only thing you read to the class is the black part. Simple. Now, one thing that you're not going to see in the River of Life leader scripts is that periodically when we finish a slide, when we get through a group of creatures, sometimes it may be only one creature, there's going to be a song that comes in. And I will talk more about the songs when we move into the actual digital slide program itself. But if you look at the bottom of page, let's say the confluence number 8. Go to confluence number 8 and you'll see at the very bottom of that teacher's guide page for confluence number 8, you'll see in blue it says in all caps song, and then in parens it says confluences 5 through 8. What that means is that when you click next, instead of going to the next confluence, the slide is going to show a verse of the River of Life song, and that verse is going to contain references to the creatures that they've learned in confluences 5, 6, 7, and 8. The other thing to notice of these scripts as you go along is that you'll see on the top line in red, and this is true on the participants' version as well, the version that you'll be handing out one by one to each of the student or adult volunteers, you'll see asterisks alongside. I use a scale to help let you know how difficult the script reading is. 1 is the easiest, 5 is the most difficult. And sometimes, obviously, if it's a long script, it's going to be a 4 or 5 because you're going to want a really adept reader. Anyone who reads slowly, the class is just going to get bored and antsy and have trouble. But if it's a longer script, you're going to need someone who can read well and move right through it. But sometimes it's a short script, and it still has maybe only 2 or 3 asterisks. And the reason, it may still have 3 or 4 asterisks and be somewhat difficult. And the reason is that for every script, there's at least one question that the volunteer reader reads to the group. Because again, it would be just boring if the script reader gets up and says, "Hi, I'm Gorilla. I live in Africa." Boring, especially if the kid's not very dramatic. But if you've got 1 or 2 or even 3 questions, that perks up the interest of the class. And again, no hands, just calling out answers until a correct answer comes. Let's go to confluence number 8 again. You'll see that this looks rather rather complicated, and because there's three clicks that come through it. On the first click, the lemur appears. On the second click, the loris and bush babies both show up at the same time on screen. And on the third click, the map appears so that you can point out where Madagascar is. And you'll see that there's also the word Madagascar there. Sometimes I have words for helping the kids just see what these words look like. Helps with spelling, helps with identification, but I don't get overly anal about it. I want to have this be fun. Occasionally there'll be words spelled out there, but for many of them, they'll just be hearing a word. They'll just be hearing a creature type, an armadillo that won't have the word spelled out. This is the end of the third Teacher River of Life audio instruction. Please go to instruction number 4, and we're going to be continuing just using the same document. That's all you'll need, the River of Life Leader Scripts in PDF.